Alpine FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOE News Time 8:32. Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have with us Gina Penzig, Evergy spokesperson, joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this morning.
Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I am trying to stay cool.
So are the rest of us. And I guess that leads right into our topic here is how Evergy is working to help keep its customers cool here with this heat wave that's locked in since Saturday and quite possibly going for at least another week on top of that.
Yes, this has been an earlier, longer heat wave than we're used to.
Well, let's talk about some of the different things that, first off, that Evergy does to maybe help its equipment along here so we don't wind up having heat-related power outages. We've had a number of storm-related outages over the last week to 2 weeks or so, but what Evergy does either short-term or maybe even some longer-term pre-planning to make sure that its equipment is ready for heat waves like this?
Sure. So, you know, first of all, it's making sure that we have plenty of power available for customers when those air conditioners are running. And so that comes down to doing some maintenance on our power plants during the spring and the fall when the weather's more mild and your windows are open. Power plants, just like Emporia Energy Center, get called on this time of year to help fill in that extra need for customers. If necessary, we also buy power on the open market. Just several tools that we have to make sure that we have enough power to customers. The next piece, of course, is making sure that it can get to you. And with that, we do have maintenance programs for the poles and wires to make sure that we're doing our best to identify potential problems and make repairs to those before something happens. That said, you mentioned storms. We still experience storm damage, occasional wildlife, and sometimes the additional heat and stress can also cause a piece of equipment to break.
So what about the storms? Have you been busy? We've had a lot of activity here in, you know, East Central Kansas the past month or so. So how busy have your crews been?
So we have had crews busy fixing storm damage. We've been able to bring in crews from surrounding communities within our Evergy footprint as needed to kind of help speed things along. I know that we've had some instances where maybe flooding and different things have made a challenge to be able to get to the sites to be able to make repairs. So this is always, storm season is always challenging, but we've got folks out there with a lot of experience.
How has the network fared here, all things considered, given the severity of what we saw specifically in our area Friday morning, Saturday night, and now last night?
We did experience a good number of outages related to the storms that came through. Tree trimming always helps to reduce the risk of outages on our sunny days and to some extent lessens them during storms. But you can't build, it's just not built quite strong enough to withstand all of what the Kansas storms can bring.
So in summertime, normally the peak as far as demand goes, Gina?
So, you know, peak usage during the summer is something we usually see mid-afternoon on weekdays. So that's when businesses are still running, usually kind of that time of day when maybe the offices haven't started to wind down. People are starting to come home, so you're starting to come in and turn on lights. Maybe you're starting to fix dinner, do laundry. So that's really the time, and that's also when it's the hottest outside. So that's really when we start to see our peak usage during the summer.
Shifting gears here, Gina, let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that people can keep their energy use at least down to a certain degree and still stay comfortable, save some energy, save some money in the process when those monthly bills start rolling in.
Sure, there are a lot of fairly just activity type things that you can do that you can kind of modify your routine. You know, two of the easiest, I just talked about that evening period where it's the hottest outside. Maybe instead of cooking on the stove or the oven, you use the microwave, grill outside, maybe even a salad or go out to eat. Delaying things like running your dryer or your dishwasher until later in the evening can not only help reduce load on the system, but it also reduces that extra heat that's coming into your home. Ceiling fans are a great tool, but you should remember that fans cool people, not rooms. So when you come into a room, flip on that ceiling fan to keep air circulating, help it make you feel cooler, but go ahead and turn it off when you're leaving. Good use of your curtains is another, and just making sure that you're keeping that hot sun out during the afternoon especially.
If you wouldn't mind, maybe you could talk to us as well about what I saw on social media here. I think it was just a couple of days ago. It would have been back to Monday when we had our air temperatures closing in on 100 degrees, about energy-saving events and really how this works out.
Sure. So we have some programmable thermostats that customers have signed up for. Now, we are actively promoting and recruiting customers in Missouri right now. We have it approved for new customers to join the Missouri program. We are trying to bring that back to Kansas, but we do have some Kansas customers who enrolled in WattSaver years ago, and so customers who enroll in this program get a free programmable thermostat or a discounted one if you want one of the really fancy ones. And in exchange for that, we have energy savings events where their air conditioner is cycled during times of highest demand. Customers can always opt out of the program, and so if we have a cycling event planned, customers receive an email earlier that day. They can either opt out for the day, or they may reach a point where they've decided the program just no longer is a good fit, and they can opt out completely.
So exactly how does that work then, once they've gotten this all set up and ready to go, if they want to opt in, obviously, and stay in the program, what happens once they're in and you call for an energy-saving event?
Sure. So we will send an email. We'll let customers know that, you know, maybe between 2 and 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, we're going to cycle thermostats. So they'll know. They don't need to do anything. If they want to, some customers choose to kind of pre-cool their home, so they might make it a little bit cooler than usual before that event starts. And if you're home during that period, you might notice that your home gets a couple of degrees warmer. A lot of folks who are enrolled in the program, maybe it's falling within their workday, and it's actually they have the great advantage of that event happens when nobody's home, so they don't even realize necessarily that it's happened.
And how can you get the reports via email, or how else do you get those possibly?
So we send those reports via email. You also, when there's an energy event going on, it will show on your thermostat, so you can look at that thermostat and see that there's an energy saving event that's active.
So, Gina, not expecting any reliability issues during the summer. We should be power okay for all?
We expect to be power okay this summer. We have plenty of generation available to meet customers' needs. So we're ready for the heat.
Gina, also, too, this summer or last few summers, we've chatted with you a little bit about some of the major projects that you have coming in here in Emporia. Sounds like there's going to be some new barriers put up at the 15th Street substation in West Emporia near Interstate 35 as part of a city approval from yesterday's meeting. Do you have anything as far as major projects here for Emporia or area substations, Lyon and surrounding counties, that will be coming up here this summer and fall?
So I don't have any project details, but I know that we in Emporia, like other communities, are, you know, continually investing to either upgrade and replace some aged equipment. We have some equipment that has been in the field, and some of it's still working very strongly for 50 years or more, that it just is, it's time to update it with more efficient equipment out there. In some cases, we also are building some redundancies in the system so that if we have a day where maybe a tree or something else takes power out along one power line, we can reroute power to customers served through another means.
Outstanding. Gina, anything else that you wanted to touch base on here before we close out our interview here this morning?
You know, it is important. We absolutely do expect to be able to meet customers' needs this summer, but with storms and different things, power outages can still happen, and sometimes that's in a hot summer afternoon. So it's good to have a plan in place, and especially if you have someone in your home who's elderly or you have infants or somebody who just really shouldn't try to withstand that heat, to have a good plan in place in case that you experience a power outage, you can get through that safely.
Outstanding. Gina, thanks so much for joining us here today, giving us this perspective, and really appreciate your time with us here today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Gina. That's Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzing joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. Chuck, brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc.
All right. No Newsmaker 2 slots tomorrow, or 3s, because we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton coming in.